an overall rise in the cost of living. There doesn't seem to be any valid explanation for it, but certainly we're seeing a lot of people telling us that their cost of their weekly groceries is rising astronomically. And then people are coming to us, obviously, because they're in food poverty. We have a very high volume of calls, obviously, in the run-up to Christmas. And the biggest need to us appears to be with regard to providing food and essentials. So we're doing our best to get out there with vouchers where people can go and buy their food and so on. But certainly we're seeing a lot of stress and worry in families and individuals, worrying about the upcoming Christmas and the cost of it.
And how is St. Vincent de Paul preparing for the busiest year yet?
Well, all our volunteers are meeting regularly, and we're, as I say, we're fielding calls and compiling lists of people who want Christmas help, which we try and get out then early December. And we have our Churchgate collection and our annual appeal the weekend after next, the weekend of the 5th. We are buying in vouchers as much as we can and preparing for a very busy season indeed, due to the high volume of calls, as I said. Also, we're having a lot of people with arrears with their electric bills. So we actually have a system of vouchers for that as well. So we're doing our level best to help people with that. But again, it's causing huge stress to families. Yeah. And then, of course, the weather has been very cold and miserable. So there's a high volume of calls with regard to heating as well.
And do you think the government is doing enough to address food poverty?
Absolutely not. We were very disappointed in the budget because there was cost of living measures that were in previous budgets weren't followed through this time. And it was a great help in the two previous budgets, the energy vouchers or the energy credits that were given. They were a huge help to people who come to us. And as well as that, we're seeing people who are working, but, you know, have maybe are low earning and have a mortgage maybe, and they are finding it a huge struggle. And particularly in rural areas where they have to run a car maybe to get to work and or do their shopping and get children to school and so on. And again, you know, there isn't a lot left over in the family budget. It's very difficult for them to save, put money aside. It's really a week-to-week thing with them.